Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Shopping for a new vehicle? Price, value, and warranty come together with the summer sales drive going on now at Jim Shorkey Kia in North Huntington. All 2020 Soul LX starting at only $15,990. 220 Kia Sportage priced at only $19,990. Receive $1,500 trade-in assistance when you buy or lease a new Kia. Your deal, your way. What a great day. See dealership for details. All right, Ron, let's get back to our little time capsule here. We started out with division winners. We both had the Yankees. You had the Indians. I had the Twins. We both had the Astros. We both had the Nationals. I had the Reds. You had the Brewers. And we both had the Dodgers. Am I correct there?
That is correct.
Let me hear in order so that the first two would be a two wild cards system. But we're probably looking at a five wild card system in each league is what we're hearing now. So give me your five AL wild cards in order.
Minnesota, mm-hmm. The LA Angels, mm-hmm. Tampa Bay, mm-hmm. Oakland, and the yes. Chicago White Sox.
Holy horse milk. We have all the same playoff teams practically. Mine would be the Rays, the Indians, the A's, the Angels, and the White Sox. Do we have all the same teams?
Did you have the A's? Down. We don't have any different teams in the playoffs, no. We have the same one. So we have eight teams in each league. We have all eight teams. Different orders a little bit, but all the same.
Neither one of us has any guts, Ron, to pick a surprise team. Neither one of us.
Well, no, did. No, that's not the way you look at this, Joe. You got to look at this. Neither one of us know anything, so we'll be all wrong on all of these, so it doesn't matter.
That's a good point. NL wild cards. I'll go first.
Go ahead.
Here.
You got them.
I've got the Cardinals, who will finish ahead of the Pirates for, I believe, the 21st consecutive year. I think the last year the Pirates finished ahead of the Cardinals was 1999. Cardinals, Braves, Phillies, Brewers, and Padres. There's a gutsy call, Ron. The Padres. How about you?
That's the only one that's we're going to have different because I got Atlanta and St. Louis as my top two, just reversed from what you had. I have Arizona instead of San Diego. I have Cincinnati and the Phillies. So we're all the same in the American League and seven of the eight in the National League.
You know what we don't have? It's the Cubs. Can you believe that?
Neither one of us picked the Cubs.
Just read a piece on them out of Chicago where they used the line, "This is the last hurrah for the Cubs." It seems like 10 minutes ago, all we were talking about on this station was how the Cubs had a potential dynasty, how they were going to rule for years and years with all that money, a new TV network coming, all these young players to go with their veterans that they were signing. They could do whatever they want to supplement that. Now we don't even know if Chris Bryant's going to be back. We don't know about Rizzo. Lester's going to be gone after this year. This is it. Madden's already gone.
New manager, David Ross. Yep. Neither one of us picked them to get there.
I'm not sorry to see them fade, are you?
No. Well, they're a little less detestable with Madden having moved on, I think. He was a reason that they were hard to like more than anything else. But, yeah, still, you know, their fans, after finally winning, were pretty crazy, pretty obnoxious.
So that might be it for the Cubs. Although, when they talk about a last hurrah, there still is talent there. When you start out with people like Bryant and Rizzo and Schwarber, I mean, I think they're significantly better than the Pirates. Would you agree with that?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, let's move on, Ron, to awards. Let's go to AL MVP. Who do you got?
All right, AL MVP. I picked the same guy last year. He can't stay healthy, but I'm going to pick him again. I thought about Gleyber Torres, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to go with his teammate, Aaron Judge. I think he's going to hit a lot of home runs in a very short period of time if he stays healthy, and that's always a big if with him.
Yeah, I mean, no, you can't argue with that. He's a phenomenal talent, and he looks to be healthy from what I saw in yesterday's highlights. Just ridiculous. Mike Trout's probably the obvious pick here. I'm going to go off the board a little bit, Ron, and then I'm going to ask you a philosophical question. Are you a voter, by the way, for MVP?
Usually not. Usually they give that to the main beat guys. I usually either get manager of the year or rookie of the year.
I'm going to pick Shohei Ohtani as the American League MVP. Would you include pitching in his resume, even though that's more, I mean, of course you would, right? A pitcher can win MVP. So if he has a decent year pitching and a great year hitting, I think that would bolster his case, don't you?
See, this is a philosophical argument that a lot of people have. They feel like the Cy Young is the award for the pitchers. Now, I know there have been cases where pitchers have won the MVP, but you really got to be dominant. But I don't know that there's ever been a guy that's been like him that, you know, so good both ways. So, you know, you could argue that he would deserve it.
Not since Babe Ruth, anyway, and I'm dead serious about that. This is a guy who had a down year last year. He was hurt, and still in 384 at-bats, he had an 848 OPS. He almost put one out of the stadium the other day, and I think this year he's going to explode hitting-wise. He also steals double-digit. The guy's unbelievable. And then pitching, the only year we saw him on the mound, he was 4-2 with 63 strikeouts in 51 innings. So I think we're going to see something very, very special here in a short season. He's my pick for AL MVP, Ron. You like it?
No, not really. That's why I picked Aaron Judge, but go ahead.
I think if I had to pay money to watch one guy in all of baseball, he would be the guy. And he's going to get his chance. He's not going to play, apparently, the day after he pitches, but he's going to get a ton of at-bats nevertheless.
I would pay to see all rise for the Judge.
Me too. NL MVP, who you got?
No, you go first on this one.
I'm going Cody Bellinger. I don't think I'm going out on too much of a limb. There's some good candidates, but look at his numbers.
So you're saying back-to-back. He won last year, right?
Yes, that's
I'm gonna reach in one way and not reach in another, and certainly not paycheck wise, but a little bit out of the blue, Bryce Harper. I think he's gonna have a big year.
All right, AL Cy Young. Can I go first? No, you go first here, Ron.
I go first in the American League. It's easy to go Cole. I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna play the chalk here. I'm going to go with the guy who's going to pitch against the Pirates tomorrow night. Shane Bieber, I'm going with of the Indians. I just gave away my National League choice by mistake.
For the second consecutive year, Ron, I'm going with Tyler Glasnow, and he's their three starter right now behind Charlie Morton and Blake Snell. I can't believe that Charlie Morton has become Tom Seaver, first of all, but I'm going Glasnow. I'm going with him.
Did you see somebody from
win it.
Somebody from Sports Illustrated picked him to win, and somebody also from Sports Illustrated picked Charlie Morton to win the Cy Young. So they're getting a lot of love, no question.
NL Cy Young. I'm going with Steven Strasburg here. I think he's figured out how to stay healthy. He was 23-6 last year, if you include his postseason. 23-6. He had a good six-inning start the other day. I think he's going to get off to a phenomenal start here. And really, the start is all there is. The whole season is a start. So I'm going with him.
You know, it's hard to go against DeGrom, right? He's won the last two, hasn't he, if I'm not mistaken. But I'm not going to go with him. I gave it away. The guy pitching against the Pirates tomorrow night, Jack Flaherty of the Cardinals. I think he's ready to just explode on the season. He's on the world. He's already exploded on the world, but I think really going to have a big year.
He had an Arrieta-type second half. When was it that Arrieta did that, Ron? Was it 15 that he had that second half?
I believe it was.
That's what Flaherty was last year. He was historically incredible in the second half. Coming up, let's go with our ALCS, NLCS, and finally our World Series. And then I have some questions for you, Ron, about the season. It's all going into the time capsule. That horse is sure to lose. I hope he's backing all this up, Ron. Is that?
I got it all written down this time. I have it all written down.
All right. We'll do that next. 1 o'clock, we have Tyler Kepner, baseball writer from the New York Times.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.